Welcome to All Well Stands, the Hour is Late radio show. Please excuse my voice today as I'm actually have a bit of a cold. I'm feeling pretty well, but still nonetheless a little stuffy. But I have a time to sit here behind the mic. And boy, it has been a while since I have done that. And it has been on my mind for some time to begin doing some podcasts of varying length, just on topics as the Lord leads. And I've had this one over to the side on my desk now for a little bit. And it's something that, in the case, you know, I just don't want to put in a watching and ready column. It's something that I just don't really feel would be a well thing to write up. It's just too much to try to explain or to do it right. Just doesn't seem to work quite out. So what I want to talk about is I want to talk about the way the world has gone with how we get our information. And I want to look at this from a Christian aspect. Now, let me be quite clear. All Well Stand, and I'm your host, Tim Metzger. This ministry is not about, you know, telling you what technology you can or cannot use. What you do and what technology you use simply ought to align with the Word of God. The Bible is my guide. The Bible is your guide if you claim to be a believer. And so those are the standards. God sets the standards, not myself. It's not my opinion. However, what you should know is there is a problem going on. And I have conversations with people from time to time. And I had one the other day regarding AI, and had one again this morning with the same person. We were talking about AI and China, and supposedly releasing the stuff that will answer pretty much any question. So I said to this guy, I said, oh, okay. And this guy, he's a good friend. And I said to him, I said, do you use this stuff? Well, no, you know. And I'm like, pressed him, knowing that he didn't use AI, and like, he doesn't play the AI video games or the reality, you know, virtual reality video games, the type of stuff that he sees his friends using. But it was, the point was, no, how do you search nowadays? Because, I mean, this is relatively new. I've seen family use it. Well, I use ChatGPT. Okay, so right there. And you know what? I mean, if I want to know, you know, what the capital of Honduras is, I could go to, we'll just say Google. I could type in, what's the capital of Honduras? I could also tap on a smartphone or, you know, speak to a device that is listening, and I could ask the same question, and I would get an answer instantly without having to type. Well, the problem is with that is it creates sort of a dependency. I'm one of those who, you know, I'll sound anti-tech now. Excuse me. So I am sick here. But I will, you know, for people listening to this, you know, I mean, go ahead and claim me of being Amish or whatever. And no, I'm not against the Amish by saying that. But the technology, everyone knows that the old order Amish stay far away from technology. Right now, I'm recording this radio show on a Yeti microphone hooked up to a System 76 laptop running Windows 10. And I'll admit, this laptop is now offline. The Wi-Fi shut down. It's, you know what, it's a peaceful laptop. Okay. But, you know, and it has a RAID so that, you know, the hard drives are equal. They're the same. And the website, allwellstand.org, that website, I designed myself. I have software behind there that I paid for years ago. But, you know, I put everything up there. I do it myself. And by no means am I anti-tech. But, yeah, I mean, I stay away from it. So, in a sense, I am now. But definitely not somebody who has always, you know, stayed away from it. In fact, when I was younger, our school when I was, and I'm going to be 47 this year. The school when I was young that I went to, they had an Apple IIe computer, and boy, I was maybe first grade, absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it, and always been fascinated with computers, and I was a teacher's aide for a computer class when I was in high school. I got kicked out of that class for hacking the teacher's password protected stuff, and it was not that I was doing anything nefarious. I just wanted to prove that I could bypass his system, and yep, I did that a couple times in high school, and I did actually get, the only time I actually ever got suspended, I got 2 days of in-school suspension from cracking. I wasn't really, people would call me a hacker. I was actually a cracker, and I cracked the passwords in the library, and I was a librarian tech too, but at the time I wasn't, and I had, the librarian had said, oh, I got this new software, and these were all Macs, and he's like, it was called Foolproof. He's like, I call it Tim Proof. So, I mean, you know, here I am in high school, and I was challenged, and it took me a while. It was really hard, but I figured out how to bypass the entire system and get around it. So, for a while, I actually wanted to be a computer programmer when I was young. It was one of the things I'd considered doing when I was in high school. There was tons of jobs. You wouldn't even finish college back then. Off you'd go. But we have a problem nowadays. And the problem is the average American, let alone believer, is not aware of what is actually happening to them. And I have been trying to kind of figure this out, get it under control, understand enough to be able to explain this and then look at it from a biblical perspective to those who might want to hear this. And then for those who would be listening to us, say, years down the road, they find it on the website and, you know, the raptures happen. I can only tell you, technology, the rate it's going, it will probably be numerous times worse than I'm even describing. In fact, even as I'm describing today, I'm going to hold back a little bit from where I think it is and go off of where I know it is and how bad it is. However, let's take a quick look at Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. And this is going to be the VW edition, do not be led astray, evil company corrupts good characters. Now, I actually want to take a look at this also in the King James. I actually prefer the King James in for this verse. And that is, be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. So, when we talk about the Word of God, one thing that we always have to understand is God has this written to us, as long as we're using a good translation like the King James or like the VW edition. We have to believe God's word. So if we decide that we're smarter than that and I'm not going to be deceived and it's not going to corrupt me, right there off the bat, we're wrong. Okay, so let's talk about one of the big problems here is our society is getting manipulated. However, what we need to realize is that this information, you know, so the other day I was actually thinking about this. I had a brief conversation with somebody, but then I was thinking about this. And, you know, it's been, boy, I'll tell you, they came out with AI. It has been out for much longer than you imagine. But it became heavily promoted just over a year ago where, you know, where they were giving people, and they're still giving people, basically toys to play with, you know, like we'll call it fake AI because it's nothing compared to. It's like them having, you know, for if you're a gamer, it's like having a Nintendo Switch out there and then they're telling you, hey, look at this. We have a Super Nintendo. You know, like, this is awesome. And so they're giving you that, but really they got stuff that's much more advanced. That's what it's like. Or it's like if, you know, you have a smartphone and they're giving you, like, a StarTech phone back in the day. They're, like, $300 for, like, the first flip phones. I had a friend who had one. He had to have it. He got it. And, you know, but he hardly used it because it was 45 cents a minute to call whoever you want to back then. You didn't get unlimited plans or nothing. This is way long, but I think 1996. So, and I was pretty cool. I had a pager back then. So, see, you know, all the technology, right? You know, when you're walking around Kmart back in the day and your pager goes off, you know, you got to get your, back then, 35 cents and get to a payphone. And people, you know, you were important. You felt like you were important. And, you know, it was always fun being 18 years old, I'll tell you what. But even back then, before technology, evil communication corrupted good manners. Some of these people I hung with back then, and yes, you know, we, the church I went to back then, it was, I was saved. The church I went to back then, you know, it was kind of like the Southern Baptist, if you're aware of that. It was kind of like on that track where, you know, oh, you kind of, there wasn't really that much of a line. I mean, there was stuff that you shouldn't do, but it was a little, it was pretty, I don't want to call it blurred, but they did teach the truth, but it just wasn't taken very seriously. God's word, that separation was there to a certain extent, but there was like, okay, the real house rock and roll, here's Christian rock. You know, I mean, that type of stuff, you know, okay. So, but the other stuff, the lines where there wasn't, you know, Christian video games and stuff. And so, yeah, I mean, for sure, I can tell you from experience that, you know, evil communication corrupted good manners back then. Absolutely. Absolutely. I hung out with some people who, you know, didn't always do the right things. And after a while, I wouldn't say that I went on their level, but it definitely corrupted good manners to the point where, you know, I had one foot in the real and one foot, you know, serving God, which you can't do. It doesn't work. Backslidden. Well, nowadays, we have people, and before we get into some of this, we have people nowadays who have these social media accounts everywhere. And you are surrounded by a reel that is just, you know, as the Bible says, it waxes worse and worse, or it gets worse and worse. And here we are, 2025 now. And, I mean, I live in South Dakota, so we're probably behind wherever you're at. I mean, especially if you live West Coast, we're definitely behind. Or if you live all the way East Coast, we're behind. If you live somewhere kind of in the middle of the country, I have a friend that I was talking to the other day. He lives in Northern Ohio. And I was asking him about, you know, just people in general. And so, you know, it's not as bad. It's kind of like it is here where they're more conservative. But then I know I have family and stuff. It's in California, and it's quite crazy, the stuff you've seen. And I've seen it myself years ago. And this has been quite a few years ago. Went to Seattle. And boy, that was an eye-opener coming from Northwest Montana, I will tell you what. Anyway, the thing is that evil communication corrupts good manners. So here you are. You are, most people are on social media. They're on several different accounts. And if you're honest with yourself, unless you are one of the few, the stuff that you read and the stuff that comes across, whether it's satire, a lot of it is filth. Your, quote, friends, your followers, posts you read, it's actual filth. And sometimes it can be political, you know. So, I mean, I guess people like to turn a blind eye to that, you know, because it's political, like it's some sort of joke, but it's a filthy joke, you know. And this, I'm just telling you right now, if you put shine the light of God's word on what you're doing, it will fail. Okay, so you have to take that into consideration. Okay. So then a lot of people will shy away, even if they consider themselves or call themselves a Christian, a believer, from actually speaking what they know to be the truth. Like if somebody puts something, we'll say, that's a little soft on, well, let's not be so mean against transgenders because there are, you know, several different sexes out there. I'm just going to use that as an example because Trump recently did the executive order about being male and female. And if somebody were to do that and knew better, as a Christian, knew that God created a male and female, and just simply put that out there, even if they said, oh, I agree with President Trump because this, they would know that there's definitely going to be a backlash. And so I'm not saying somebody is purposely trying to get an arousal out of the public at large or the people via social media, but they would shy away from doing that because, well, I mean, honestly, you're going to be hated because, you know, as the Bible says that, you know, if Christ was persecuted, obviously we're going to be persecuted too. And let me go ahead and get you a verse on that. So let's just go ahead and we'll just go right off of John 15:20. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If I have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Obviously, if we're not shying away from, I'm not saying purposely trying to get people mad, but where the Lord leads or speaking as we ought to in a particular situation, or rather we just stay silent when we ought to say something, then, you know, there's going to be a backlash. And so if the only reason, like, in other words, I guess it's like this, it's a hard issue. If you would like to have said something and you felt like you should, but you would not because you knew, okay, what the backlash would be, that's what I'm talking about. So that's just another way to shine a light on that. Well, why do I bring that up? Okay, well, there's this book I'm reading, and I will tell you, I'm not in full agreement with it. I actually think things are many times worse. It's by Malone and Malone. Dr. Robert Malone, or Robert Malone, PhD, and then his wife, her last name is Malone. It's called Cywar. Kind of goes over some of the manipulation tactics. He calls it fifth generation warfare. But by and large, I kind of find it interesting because on one end, you have these people, and it really started with Trump, and it actually started before Trump. I was well aware of this. I used to listen to the InfoWars show quite a few years ago, probably back in 2008 and 2009, and had heard that quite a few times. And, you know, it was always this thing about the mainstream media before this became popular, saying, you know, lying. And yeah, it is. It's owned by four or five corporations. I have a book on that. I think it's called A New Media Monopoly. Incredibly boring, but I'm sure it's probably worse since that book's been written, but definitely proves the point. It's all controlled by people. I've recently read this other book, and I guess Operation Mockingbird, the real one that came out in the 1970s, proved that the CIA actually had reporters and journalists all over the world, even in the United States, who were on the payroll or directly employed, putting, you know, news out, you could say, on behalf of the CIA and the government. I mean, so, and many believe it's never actually stopped. I would be one of those. So, what we don't realize that's going on here is there is an actual war going on with, and they're using the internet against us. They're using our smartphones against our society. They are literally changing everything and getting the world ready for the tribulation time period. They are getting people ready for having, who will have been left behind, to manipulate them to serve the Antichrist and literally be part of the Battle of Armageddon and go to hell for all eternity. This is not a joke. So as a believer, I'm going to tell you, if you're a believer or somebody who is trying to stay away from this stuff, and of course the real truth of the matter is you need to seek Christ. Salvation is really the only answer to this. You know, so there's a lot of people who like to know these things and like to listen to stuff like this, but they don't get the real answer, which is Christ. The Bible says clearly in Acts 20:21 the following: testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so from what I can gather, they use several different tactics, and I'm just going to explain it, to manipulate people. And I'm going to explain how they're getting away with it and why, if you're getting caught up in it. I guess it's like this. For me, for myself, came to the point where I'm not against technology, I'm not against using internet to get news, I'm not against using internet, but it came to a point where if you want to start releasing AI, you've got these algorithms that go against all will stand, go against me. I'm not even allowed to have a Twitter account, X, or Facebook, I'm permanently banned. Didn't even really break the rules at all. Never got warned. Just from posting stuff like basically all will stand. Whatever's on there, I used to post a few things on those. Never got banned. I just realized I was shadow banned on both of them. So I just got rid of my accounts. Well, I went to set them back up as a pastor friend and like, well, just try this. And I found out I was banned from both of those permanently. I tried to fight it on both. And they, I mean, you know, and this is even after Musk took over. So, and even Musk, according to that book, Cywar, has been known and got to understand this is somebody who's working with President Trump. And this show is not political, but according to this book I'm reading, Musk said that you have freedom of speech, but not of reach. So in other words, some sort of justification to censor people from using the account or from the ability to reach people. Nonetheless, they are using it. And if you want the finer details, go ahead and get a book like that. I'll tell you, it's much worse than that. They are using it to mold society. There's something that they have, what's, we'll call it the great narrative. I think that's what the book calls it. I don't know if it uses the word great. Maybe it's grand or the narrative or however it states it. But the great narrative will work. Where there's this narrative that, and from an American citizen standpoint, and I can tell you from when I was keeping up on the news, there's this certain narrative that the internet seems to follow. And if you've ever noticed, except for a few very hard to find websites, it never used to be like this. Let me just give you, I guess, an example. If I were to go back in time, there was, with the internet, I would say, a window that was open. And you had that real information out there. Okay, like this alternative information, completely different than what mainstream media television was saying. And you could go to these different websites back in the day, and you could get all sorts of different information, and you could see the ones that were, we'll say, on the real fringes, you know, and the ones that weren't. Okay, and this was even true with, you know, finding stuff like nowadays, even if you want to just search out supposedly Christian things, which, caution. And anyway, and that window started closing and closing and closing, and it's almost shut nowadays. It's like a small crack. Like they're trying to put a piece of weather strip over that to put an end to that. But there's still this small crack where you can get information through. But they are doing everything in their power using algorithms and other tactics to shut this stuff down. Okay. Including sites like All Will Stand. And so there's an actual war going out there. It's not, when I say, I mean, it is literally an actual war. There are actual, according to this book, and I actually believe it, actual war tactics being used to change the opinion of the people. And yes, they are using alternative media too. They got it. Most of it. I'm not saying that you don't know about this website, but I will tell you one thing here that I've considered, and this book doesn't even consider, that I'm reading. If I'm reading this stuff and I'm writing on All Will Stand, which maybe that's why I feel like I shouldn't read it very much, and I don't use it very much. I do still use the internet a little bit. The latest Watching and Ready column that was posted on there that has the topic about the Third Temple, I did use the internet to search out so I could get my facts straight, that, you know, going into that. But, you know, generally, I mean, I actually bought quite a few reference materials that I have hard copies of, rather than you, depending on stuff that seems to be harder to get online and that can change in digital format. Nonetheless, so there's a war going on there, and so you can take my word for it or not. Clearly, you can see the world is changing. It is changing in a direction. If we take a look at Revelation 12:9, and this is going to be, for me, this is my basis of proof of my thesis here. So Revelation 12:9 says, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Okay. So, I always look at that, because it is, that verse always comes to my mind, because here I am, I guess you could say I'm weird, I have a flip phone. You know, it's not a $300 flip phone, it's actually like a $20 flip phone. But, anyway, here the devil deceives the whole world. This, at that point, that verse is talking about during the tribulation, which it appears that we're, you know, the rapture could happen at any moment. We're pretty close to that. So, they are doing algorithms or something where, okay, let me just give you an example. If you have a reward card, which you probably don't have a card, or an account, we'll say somebody like Kroger, Safeway. Okay, so I was using that, so I don't, there's a privacy aspect of it, kind of makes me mad. There's this book you can buy called Spy Chips. I think it's Catherine Albrecht. It's an older book talking about cards and prices changing. It's warning about rewards programs at grocery stores. Okay, so don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you can't have a reward program. So, because I'm not technically dumb, I have something on my computer that allows me to pretend like I'm from many different places. I can switch like that, okay? And it's not readily used, okay? The software I'm using, it's not something that, you know, dime a dozen. Most people wouldn't even know about. And so I decided, okay, so rather than, I don't care, we have Safeway here in Rapid City. And, you know, want the deals, trying to save money. Don't care for Safeway to know exactly. So I could use cash, okay? And then you, at the register, you could just put in a phone number, and then you could use that phone number, and then I can run any email, okay? And I can create emails, okay? Just because I have domain names. And so they don't even have to go to me. Like, I could just, you know, whatever, at allwillstand.org, okay, for instance. And then, you know, and then I can just have an account. I could log in using a different IP, and then I could just, you know, load coupons, that type of stuff. Well, one day I was at, and this is, that was like a couple years ago, I guess, or over a year ago, and I was at the grocery store, and I was talking to this cashier, just like, it's ridiculous, you can't just use coupons, you know, like it's digital only, right? And the reason I actually had it, originally I didn't, I refused, and I would be like, well, I don't have a smartphone. Not, you know, it was true. So they kept on saying, okay, well, this one time, you know, we'll go ahead and take it off. And, you know, but then they'd be like, but we can't do this pretty soon. We're not going to be able to do it. So I ended up setting up an account online. I actually didn't know you could. I found out you could, because really, it's all about downloading an app. Well, there was a way around it. You could just go to their website and create something. Well, it actually eventually became a problem where they wouldn't let me log in. They ended up blocking my IP. Long story short, I had already pretty much quit by then. And then I'm there, and this lady was saying, it's like, man, people, and I was doing it too, just cheap. She's like, people buy the weirdest stuff nowadays. They have these coupons, and it's all AI, and they were telling her about it at some training class, and it knows what to think, and, you know. So basically, at the same time, you have AI taking over. You have algorithms that were programmed by men. So let's just say, a prime example, an algorithm at a search engine would say you want to search pro-life group in your area. We'll just pretend. So, pro-life group, Rapid City, South Dakota. Okay, hit the search button. What you would notice, this is very basic, okay? In that top 10 searches, and they know that pretty much nobody goes beyond the first page. I used to. That's why I was a Google master. Plus, I knew the short codes you could put in there. But anyway, they might have something in there about it. If you might not even notice it, but There's what you're looking for. There's a hit that you're looking for. There's a hit that you're looking for. There's another hit that you're looking for. That's what you're looking for, the information, but what you don't realize is some of these other hits that come up, we're using algorithms, so it might be like, well, I'm just going to make stuff up here, but it might be like, pro-life, is it really a, should that be the only choice? And underneath it, in that little sentence you see, it might say, well, in some cases, God may allow, okay? Or it might say, some pro-life people still allow for certain circumstances. And there might just be a certainly, like, pro-life is ridiculous because it takes away a woman's right, okay? That type of stuff. And that was actually designed that way to manipulate you. Okay, and so they knew that. I remember hearing a radio show years ago where they were claiming that Google was using this, and it was very slowly, and we'll call it nudge technology. It was very slowly, evil communication corrupts good manners. It was very slowly pushing people politically over to the other end. I guess I'll give you a prime example. So years ago, before even realizing, you know, I guess you could say the seriousness of God's word and the actual separation and that type of stuff, you know. So I would watch Roseanne. And if I should have gotten the hint of the witch at the end of the show, like they would just show like this little logo thing. But I started watching it with my wife. Not that we thought it was good, but we just watched it. And, you know, and that's how sin starts, you know. And then you get into, you don't realize where it's taking you. Well, sooner or later, boy, we're watching it. And then I think it was her boss at the restaurant turns out to be gay. And then it was, then it turned out to be maybe her sister next, and then finally her mom, or it could be the opposite order. That was some conditioning. Look at the world we live in now. People don't even, I mean, it's sad. I mean, we don't see it that much in Rapid City compared to other areas of the country from people I've talked to. But, I mean, there are a lot of confused people out there. Shame on our education system. Shame on our entertainment system. Shame on our social media network. But really, shame on people, most of all, for not believing God's word and what it says. In the beginning, God created a male and female. Jesus repeats that in Matthew. God says it in Genesis. If we just believe God's word, it's not up for debate. And no, this show's not about that. This show's about how we're being manipulated. Well, that's a basic thing of being manipulated via entertainment. Rosie O'Donnell, I think, was another one. People got liking her. Bam, she comes out of the closet. People already like her. Okay. That was when I was young. Well, the internet is much worse than that. And when you use AI in it, what people don't realize is you can be on your Meta, your Facebook, okay? And the feeds that you're seeing are not exactly what you think. Oh, I'm seeing everything that people are putting in there. No, they're putting stuff up that they want you to read first that they think either resonates with you or stuff that they want to resonate with you or clicks to a group. Okay, so there's manipulation. So if you're happy using it, I'm not telling you not to use it. I understand that you're being manipulated. And that manipulation is part of a war, and that part of the war is against God. Now, here is the key. If, by definition, and I'm not saying this as having anything against people who are sodomites, likewise, more than I would against somebody who is a drunk or a drug addict or an abuser or a thief, or, you know, there's a whole list of things. Without somebody repenting and by faith believing in Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior, if their name's not written in the book of life, they're on their way to the lake of fire for all eternity. It's a real problem for them. And God offered a real solution. His son died on the cross to pay the penalty for their sins if they still choose to accept that free gift. But same thing is, you're just as that was designed to soften people up to eventually allow this. It has been a war for a long time, and they've used entertainment to allow people to accept gay marriage, which the Supreme Court confirmed. And then, of course, we went from there to, you know, right now there's a step backwards with Donald Trump in office, okay, as the president. But where it became transgender, and let me tell you what, I don't recommend this, but if you were to go to the fringes of the LGBTQIA+, there are people in that group who have even more insane things that they want to become legal that are completely against God. So this is an actual war. And so we can look at it from this author's perspective. It's a war against freedom. It's a war, you know, it's a war against the truth. It's a war, you know, they're trying to enslave us. We need freedom of speech to remain free. Okay, yes, you're right. But ultimately, Revelation 12:9, the devil deceives the whole world. That's what it really comes down to, is that portion of the Bible. And it's funny. So today we have, I have one painting, except for some junk one I bought for my bathroom in my house. I'm not an art fan. When I lived in Montana, I cleaned a real estate office, and next to it was this art thing. And I've looked at art before, and there was this one painting of some Indians facing the Rocky Mountain, the divide in Montana. And you can, I know that part of Montana where it's at. You can see the mountains. I had lived into those mountains. And I looked at it, and I looked at it, and I, before I moved, I went in and I bought it. It was like, I think it was like $200. I had looked at it for months, and I took it with me. Hangs on my wall. It's the only actual piece of artwork that I own. And so, but there's this art gallery that's downtown Rapid City, and it's free. I think they want donations, but it's free. It's like a city building, but like an organization in it, however it works. And so today, you know, me and my family, let's just check it out. It's right by the library. So we checked it out. And good thing they had a room with some free markers and coloring and some Legos. So we had some fun in there because the art rooms took like maybe 10 minutes. You know, it's just not very pleasant. It's not, it's weird. It's bizarre. You know, but you know, I'm more of one that if you're going to paint something or take a picture, it should be kind of normal, you know. And you don't see that a lot. And or if it is normal, it's just, to me, it doesn't have enough detail, you know. Like, I wanted to be able to look at it and see something I didn't see the first time. Hard to find. And yeah, sometimes you can find stuff like that, but definitely it's not $200, you know. But they had this room in there, and they had this mural. It was painted all the way around. It's interesting because you can see what looks like the colonists coming over, and then, you know, it's going into just the history of America in this painting's going around the room. Okay. And as you're going around the room, and this is just today, you know, you see them settling the West. There's Mount Rushmore. There's, you know, there's the factories going up. There's the war. There's, you know, there's a nuclear bomb. You can see the mushroom cloud. And then at the very end, there's like this space age thing, futuristic. And, you know, you see like they have like a astronaut helmet with a reflection of an astronaut on it. But then they have like these cars. It looks like the Jetsons, like a little portion of the mural. You know, I guess you could say Jetson style. But at the very end of it, there's these people looking up towards the heavens. And they have their hands raised, and some of them have them put together like they're praying. And their eyes are focused up, and there's this big dark cloud on the ceiling. Or at the very top near the ceiling. And I looked at that, and I'm like, that's about the truth. You know, we make it all the way around. And at the very end, you know, at the very end, there's going to be people, particularly, I'm thinking the Jews here, I think it's Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10, that they're going to be ready. They're going to be ready for Christ to come back, the real second coming. And so it's kind of was an interesting end to that. And I guess the thing about these podcasts, you know, they could be 15 minutes. I'm looking at the time, 39 minutes. But, you know, I don't have a time frame like a radio show, so it can be short, it can be long. It's not, I don't have this 20 minutes or 25 minutes or whatever, however long I determined to do it. I had agreed to do it. So, the point is, for those of you who are listening, you need to understand that search engines can be skewed. And they are being skewed. And that, I think the point I was trying to make, I didn't finish, is even if you have offers, like if I'm sitting there and I'm reading a couple websites I used to read about a year and a half ago, I don't go to them anymore, but ProTrump News, ZeroHedge.com, and I'm just checking those every day, maybe a few times a day, and, you know, and I quit, honestly, because I didn't care to be manipulated and I wanted to be able to produce God's work. Not that I don't use the internet ever, but, you know, I don't want to be manipulated and then turn around and having been manipulated and have sit here before a microphone or sit there and type on a keyboard. And the problem is some of these people, like the book I'm reading, this guy is right on involved in this stuff. Other people are involved in this stuff. Other people that read this stuff write articles, for instance. I get the New American Magazine from John Birch Society, kind of interesting, and, you know, from a constitutional perspective, but these people have actually mentioned Zero Hedge of getting information from as a readiness, and these people could be manipulating and then have those thoughts into their patterns as a writing, and, you know, if you don't believe me, a lot of people who are conservative who would be honest, and the education system we all know is designed to manipulate young people who then grow up to be, you know, wild or climate change, and they actually believe that stuff, you know, whereas me, doesn't affect me because I believe the word of God that, you know, obviously the earth is going to be destroyed. 2 Peter, I believe, chapter 3 says it quite well. We can take a look at Revelation chapter 19. You know, we know what happens here. And so the earth isn't going to be destroyed because we had too many hamburgers and drove gas guzzlers, whereas now the earth is going to be destroyed by fire due to the judgment of mankind from the inhabitants of the earth. That's what's going to happen. So let me just go ahead and go over one more point here regarding the news. And I think that anyone that's out there enough, and I'm not talking about bad stuff that happens, like the recent tragedy with the plane and the helicopter. I'm talking about just the type of stuff that comes across that purposely creates fear to elicit a response out of people. So I'm not trying to get into all their tactics here. Or it just, for instance, it's like once again one of those things where I'll tell you what, on our local news, if I were to turn on our local news, and sometimes I do on our TV. And, you know, I mean, it's what sells. Oh, well, there was a shooting here. Oh, there's this here, you know, and even in South Dakota, yes. Though I've heard it's much worse elsewhere. When we're on the internet, the worst, most shocking, tend to be the ones that would generate the most revenue. So if somebody were to write an article, let me just use an example. Giant squid, we're not talking yellow journalism, let's just say a giant squid showed up on a Florida beach and took somebody and just inked them and just totally destroyed them. And somebody wrote that article and put it out there and put it out there and put it out there and put it out there, an alternative or regular or through social media. All those hits are going to generate a lot of income. They're going to be very happy, whining and dying, probably, you know, taking a couple air flights, first class. They're going to make a lot of money selling you that stuff. That's what people are doing. That's what sells. But it also is something that demoralizes people because as we went over with that verse, evil communication corrupts good manners. To me, that is evil communication. And right there, that is something that, you know, where you never would have heard about that, that giant squid that, you know, shot ankle over, like, destroyed somebody. Likely in a place like South Dakota, it wouldn't have made national and international news. But if something rotten happens in Australia, that's really off the chart bad, that somebody usually did to somebody else, we're pretty good chance that we're going to hear about this stuff. And we're going to, and because these things do happen here and there throughout the United States, in particular English speaking countries on top of that, there's a shock value. And I'm, you know, all will stands not about psychology, and the Bible is what has the actual answers. And there's definitely, I should probably put a new link up, actually, now that I think about it, on All Will Stand. And maybe I'll do that. But anyway, the point here is that shock value wears down and people need more shock. That's why our music got worse and worse and our movies got worse and worse and entertainment, and it happened quite quickly, is because society, you know, obviously it's, you know, somebody has to overdo somebody else. And so, I mean, it really runs into a problem. And so here's how it's working. And so, is a believer innocent in this? Well, if you're mixed into this filth, you're not innocent, you're involved in a war, and you are doing the same thing I did when I was young, and you're not truly believing God's word, or you're not following God's word, and therefore you are actually in enemy territory, and so you are actually being assaulted by a plan that is part of a deception against the whole world, and particularly social media. So let me just close with this verse and not make this too much longer. So, I'm going to close with this thought. Philippians 4:8. So, once again, All Will Stand is not about telling you what technology you can and can use, whether or not you can have a smartphone, social media accounts, that type of stuff. But what I will tell you is that whatever you're doing has to align with the Word of God. You can use technology for good or evil. Technology, social media can be used for God. I'm telling you that most people are not truly using it for that, even those that call themselves Christians. But here's what the Bible says in Philippians 4:8. So consider, if you're one of these people, and there's a war going on, manipulation going on, are you doing this while you are engaging in that? Because recently I read that the average young person is on social media for 9 hours a day. So if any manipulation's going on, which it is, if any evil communication's going on, which it is, you're being heavily exposed. We could talk about television, how television wasn't even around 100 years ago. We could talk about the silver screen. I have an old book by, I think it's John Rice, that talks about how it was destroying society 100 years ago. Okay, we could talk about the dance hall. I mean, we could go about these things. Internet even more so. It has the power to be fine-tuned to you specifically. They can get the real to be manipulated, but they can find, that's the thing about it, using not a human, but using a program AI algorithm, they can say, hey, John Q. dude out there, he still has some of these ideas, and they can slowly try to figure out using AI how to manipulate you specifically a little bit more than your neighbor, because your neighbor isn't as, from their point of view, staunch as you are on a particular topic. Well, Philippians 4:8 says this: finally, brethren, note this is speaking to Christians, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, think on these things. So there's some truth on the internet. There are some noble things on the internet. There's some just things on the internet. There are some pure things. There are some lovely things. There are some things of good report. And there are some things that have virtue and are praiseworthy. But a lot of what is put out there is not true, it is not noble. It is unjust. It is way unpure. It's not lovely. It's hideous. It's not a good report. It's bad reports. It's not virtuous, and certainly not praiseworthy. But yet, that is what the internet calls our attention to. That is particularly what social media accounts are making us do if we use them. And I used to use them, and I used to have Facebook a long time ago and use it. And guess what? You're thinking on those things. And if you're the average young person nowadays in your 20s and young 30s and you're on it 9 hours a day, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, do you wonder why we live in a world like we do nowadays? Folks, we are in a very late hour. You need to be aware that there is an actual war going on with the information, and they are actually using real warfare tactics, even using the military on social media, and the governments are using NGOs and et cetera, in bed with the large corporate tech companies to purposely manipulate and steer society by a globalist elite plan. And we can just take a look at Revelation 12:9 for the sum of what will actually happen. So do be careful out there and do understand, but no matter what, ensure that however you use the internet as a believer, it aligns with using it properly and you are rightly dividing the word of truth. So perhaps there'll be some more of these, the hours late programs at varying lengths as the Lord leads.